Hi, friends, and welcome back to The Sesh. I am Kendall.
And I am Janelle. And today, we are spilling your secrets,
oh,
baby.
Yeah, we are.
I am so excited for this. You guys sent in some crazy shit from what Corelli has told me.
Oh.
We haven't really read any of them ourselves, but I am very excited.
I read one of them.
Yeah, we read.
And it was spicy.
Yeah, she gave us a sample, and it was very spicy.
I was kind of nervous that maybe they won't submit because they're embarrassed, but if it's anonymous,
it's anonymous,
people will do some, tell you some wild shit.
And a lot
shit.
Of people are like, I needed to get this off of my chest. Mm-hmm. I'm like, damn.
I'm glad we could be that for some people. You know what I mean? I'm glad we can like help relieve people.
Of course.
Yeah.
Offer that service.
This is a safe place.
It is a safe place.
But we might judge you. You don't know. So it's not like completely
it's
safe.
It's not completely
but your name
safe.
Won't
we're not
be
your
out
therapist.
There, so.
But yeah, yeah. You won't get exposed. So it's
we might have some judgment.
You know.
I'm so excited. But yeah, you guys sent in a ton of stuff, so thank you for doing that. Also, right off the top, I just want to mention that we, in the description box, have another form that you can submit your own scenarios if I am the asshole or not. And
yes.
Kendall and I will be judging if you are the asshole in an upcoming episode.
That's right.
So be sure to check that out below. If you're not familiar with what that is, by the way, it's a Reddit forum that people submit their scenarios where they have conflicts. And then people on Reddit decide if you were in the right or if you were in the wrong.
So. Yeah. To get a good idea for it, you could go back and watch our Am I the Asshole
episodes. Yeah, we've done a few of those.
Yeah, like two or three. It is so funny.
It's so funny.
We might have to pull some from Reddit because some of them are just really crazy.
Yeah, they are. But we'll see what you guys come up with. Oh, and then also, as always, we have now, well, from yesterday or last week starting now, we have a form that you can fill out that gives us the like an idea of what kind of shows you want to see, what topics you want to see.
Spicy topics. As well.
Yeah. So anyway.
I'm gonna do a spicy episode soon.
Full episode.
Spices.
I know, we're just waiting for stuff to really kick off because it's been really boring.
Yeah, it has been quite boring lately.
Except for the fact that Kanye is rolling around with a Kim Kardashian twin.
I'm kind of just checking out on that whole situation. It's getting crazy.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Like, it literally looks like he ordered off Amazon.
I kind of thought when people were saying she was a lookalike, I thought she was. Like, you know, some people are Kim Kardashian lookalikes for a living.
Oh, yeah.
So
I know.
Maybe because she looks exactly like her.
Yeah, she does.
And she dresses exactly like her.
Yeah,
I mean, not exactly. Come on, you can tell the difference,
right,
of course.
But still,
very
similar. It's really interesting.
Anyway, how was your weekend?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you do?
What did I do? I accidentally got violently hungover yesterday, you guys.
Accidentally.
Like, okay, this was not planned. So my stepdad turned 60 on Friday.
Got violently hungover at my stepdad's birthday party.
Okay, but here's the thing is like, it was so annoying because I wasn't even that drunk as far as I could tell, at least. Like, I didn't feel that drunk, but I was drinking wine. And then he was like, oh, do you want me to make you a margarita? And I was like, hell yeah, because I was saying I love
his
tequila.
His margs are wild.
So I was like, sure. So then I drank that and then I still didn't feel that drunk. Like, I went to bed and I was chilling, like I washed my face, put my contacts out, you know, the whole normal thing. And then I woke up and I was literally dying. Like, I threw up 5 times yesterday. I'm not joking.
Dude, your mom and your stepdad go hard though. Like, I've probably been some of my drunkest in life being
true.
With them.
They go hard.
Like,
we
out on the lake.
Party.
Remember
out on
how
the lake.
Drunk I was in
oh,
Lake
yeah.
Powell?
In Lake Powell, we were very... Very drunk.
I swam away.
No, it was
I literally
amazing.
Swam like far away.
Okay, so we were, I'm sure other people have done this too, but we found out a way to like make little seats essentially that with your life vests, and we mm-hmm. called them like
you
life vest
them,
diapers.
Yeah.
And
I'm
you
sure
basically like put
hack.
Your feet on. Yeah. And like it makes a little diaper and
yeah,
then it's like a
little
seat.
Floaty.
And we were
good
like
for
chilling.
Drunk people.
Yeah, it's great. And then
babies.
All of a sudden, well, yeah, and which basically what's
the
difference?
Different?
Yeah. But we were out in the water, like a few hundred yards away from like the shore, I guess you could say. Like a, you know,
yeah,
you
how
can
far
go and,
were we?
Not that
it
far.
Pretty far.
Like a few hundred yards. So I mean like a decent amount. But anyways, we were just chilling and then all of a sudden we're like, where the hell is Kendall? And she's literally like probably like 1,000 feet out on this rock, like exploring, swimming by herself. And we're like, what are you
shore.
Doing? You're like, I'm swimming.
Yep. I went out there. I remember like really trying to do the whole, the strokes and everything, getting into it.
Didn't she say that once you got there, though, you were like, whoa.
Yeah. Because I looked back and I was like, oh, I've swum all the way back now.
Yeah.
Okay. That was really tiring.
Yep. Yeah.
It was funny.
Yeah, alcohol and hot weather do not mix.
There's
well.
Actually video of Janelle and I out in the water, so drunk.
There is.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah, it's still on your vlog channel, isn't it?
It might be. Maybe we'll edit some of it in if you guys are lucky.
Damn. Yeah, that was Janelle's an interesting vlog.
Should we do that though?
I'm like, yeah, okay. It wasn't that bad.
No, it's just embarrassing. We look like idiots.
Well, that's what you do when you're drunk. You look like an idiot.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, that was my weekend. I was really hungover yesterday.
Did you throw up?
Yeah, 5 times.
Oh, yeah, you did say that. Sorry. Pregnancy brain. That's my excuse for everything, everything now.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't great. I was really sad about it. But you know, what can you do? In fact, though, the silver lining to all of this is the fact that yesterday I really wanted sushi. And so John ordered it and brought it home and I had a bite and I think I got like too ahead of myself. So then I got nauseous again. I was like, fuck.
Oh, no.
But then today's lunch has been lit. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I have like a full feast in my fucking house, in my office.
It smells good in here.
I've got sushi. I've got wontons, rice, edamame soup.
That sounds so good right now.
Oh, it's delicious. I'm sorry you can't eat sushi for a while.
Well, I've still been eating the, you know, shrimp and crab rolls, like anything cooked.
But you
baked
just
salmon.
There's nothing better than a raw piece of tuna.
I know. Well, I was sick this weekend too. Like, just pregnancy sickness.
Really? All weekend?
Yep.
Well, you and Sid were supposed to go out, right?
Yeah, I literally canceled because I was so tired. I just felt so exhausted. No energy, dull headache all weekend. I was supposed to film yesterday. I just couldn't. I was like, no way. So I'm glad I feel a lot better today.
Damn. But
I was in bed the entire weekend.
Really?
Yep.
You're really into Sims now, though.
I know. I brought out the Sims. Well, because I was bored and Josh was playing video games. So I was like, I want to play something. And I got Sims 4 back out, which I have something in my eye right now. Sorry if I keep touching my eye. But yeah, it's fun stuff. Sims 4 is really intense. There's a lot of stuff on there.
I need to get back into it. I haven't played Sims in forever, like 10 years.
Yeah. Well, you played it a few years ago with me for like 20 minutes before you got bored and like got off. Remember when we were like Twitch streaming for like a second?
Oh, yeah. That was interesting.
We tried playing Sims. Mm-hmm. I think you would like this one, though. Sims 4 is really, there's so much you can do on it. So, yeah, I just played Sims 4 and I watched Love is Blind. Have any of you watched that?
Mm-mm.
I've watched parts of it. I only watched the last episode with my friend.
Do you watch the last one?
Yeah, where everybody got married.
So then, okay.
You watched the finale?
Yeah.
I see TikToks about it all the time. Like, people,
it was honestly
like,
wild.
Reenacting the encounters and stuff.
I just make fun of it the entire time because it's so bad. Like,
really?
It's way worse than even The Bachelor.
Really?
These people barely know each other.
And
they're getting engaged like the first episode. Like, they're like, oh, I've been talking to this person for 2 days from inside a box. Let me propose. And they bring like actual wedding rings. Like, I think all the guys are required to bring a ring.
Wait, okay, so are they like staying at hotels or something?
They're like in some type of studio, I feel like, a set.
And so can they like only talk to the wall or something?
Yeah, they're talking through like, I think it's like a mirror or something. Maybe it's not a mirror.
I think it's a mirror. They can see each other.
I don't know. But yeah, they just talk to each other and then
so
they all, like at least 5 or 6 people get proposed to. And it's
that quickly?
Yeah, one guy literally was like, this is my great-grandmother's ring. Like, I was like, and you're giving it to a girl behind a wall?
Probably rolling over.
Seriously, she's like, God damn it, Kevin, why are you giving my ring away?
Fucking Kevin.
I don't think there was actually a Kevin. I never know any of the people's names.
I think that was
like, the blonde, the brunette.
Wow.
Shane, I think. I think that was Shane.
That dude's wild. I've got some thoughts on him.
How many seasons of this?
2.
I think there's only been 2. It's a Netflix show.
Oh.
But yeah.
You know, you would like it.
It honestly sounds kind of interesting.
Dude. I think it's a social experiment. I think it was like made to be a social experiment.
Yeah, it's really easy to watch.
Yes.
Like
super
so
easy to watch.
Stupid and just.
Oh, I love so
really
stupid.
It's honestly just funny. The whole thing.
It is
the
funny.
Guy, what's his name? There's a guy named Shake. I think he's.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know. It's between him and Shane for most hated guy of the season.
Shake. Oh, because Shake was the guy who like asked. He's the guy who asked like how much people weigh, right?
Oh, yeah. He was. Yeah.
Oh,
he was being super superficial in the beginning and then. I don't want to give anything away, but the ending of him, I rewatched it 3 times because I was in tears laughing the first time.
I did watch this.
Like their wedding. It's wild. You got to see
really?
This guy. Yep, you should watch it, dude. I think you would
like
it.
Good throw on show. Right now, my throw on show is The Kardashians. Old Kardashian.
Old Kardashian.
I'm just now getting to Kanye and Kim's wedding.
I think we've heard of this three times on the show.
I'm still going to update you. Yeah, I think last time I brought it up is that Khloe and Lamar were about to get married. Well, now they're like divorced pretty much now.
And Kanye and Kim are about to get married in Paris. So,
okay. So you're living like 7 years behind us. 6 years, something like that.
Yeah, because I started watching this show in college, so I've seen like all the newer seasons, but I'm just overlapped. Like redoing it all. And you know, it's fun to rewatch because
it's a funny show.
It is fun.
Yeah, it's great. And the new one's coming out, so I gotta like celebrate.
Oh. Celebration.
I'm a huge Kardashian fan. It's really pathetic. Okay.
Oh, I have some show and tell today, guys.
Kendall's a clothing haul.
This is fun. Yeah, I have a clothing haul. My mom gave me some of my old clothes for my daughter to wear.
I am so excited to see these.
I will be shocked if she ever puts any of this shit on.
I wish you could like try them on for us and like really no do way. A modeling.
There's no way. They'd fit maybe one boob. It's wild. I'm like, the on. Most shocking thing in here is like how small these things are. I'm like, oh my God.
Okay. This is iconic. Let's see what we can start off with.
Are you ready for this?
Oh, I'm fucking so ready. Because I saw a few of these things through the... skirt? Oh, hell yeah. So
it's really the top is where...
You were in Palms at. For the folks don't know.
Check this out.
That's wild.
Damn, that's some hot shit.
Peak. Athletics. Silver, teal, and black.
Yeah,
Sydney knows she was at Peak too.
Yes.
But so you were
I didn't have that uniform, but I had something... similar, but mine wasn't like belly. That was Palms.
Mine was the skirt was pulled up all the way. So we never showed our.
See, the skirt was like high. In cheerleading, right, Sid?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I don't think my dad would have been very happy with my midriff showing.
Your midriff, though. So. You little hoe.
dude, it was so funny this weekend. Josh and I were also watching the end of that cheer show on Netflix, which was like really into. Just the.
He never knew
how serious the world of cheerleading is. It's fucking intense. It's brutal. It's cutthroat out there.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Nuts.
Yeah. And this one person like fell and was so upset that they were the one that like cost them the championship. Yes. Did you see that? Yep. It reminded me of the time that I cost my team first place because I dropped a palm.
No way.
And I lost like, I think it's like 3 points or something when you drop a palm. Yeah.
Was everyone like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. Well, half the team. I had some friends, but half of them didn't like me anyway. So I just remember my coach was really brutal about it.
Like Abby Lee style?
Not like full on like yelling at you, but like definitely like make it known that she knows this is her fault. It was wild.
That's brutal.
It was really bad. Yeah.
Why? You guys aren't, it's not like you're making money off of this.
And this wasn't like the national championships.
That's what I'm saying. How old are you?
Little competition.
How old are you guys like doing this?
The year I dropped them, I was probably like a freshman or sophomore in high school. I was, and my boyfriend was there and I was embarrassed.
At the competition?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I had
he's never coming again.
Narold?
No.
Gerald?
No.
Gerald?
I don't, it was one of the D's.
One of the D's.
Derek, whatever we called him last time. That guy.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. I was like, he's not allowed anymore. We're done.
Damn. That's embarrassing.
Same thing happened to you?
No, like not, I didn't drop anything because we didn't, if we had props, like, I mean, you just didn't want to drop it. But stepping out of the tape is like really big.
Oh, yeah. And you're a cheer, that's
and
hard to do when you land.
Your foot goes on the tape. Yeah. And if you're doing back handsprings, like you don't, I mean, you should know where you're going. And one time my heel slightly stepped out of the tape. And then the only reason we knew is because we watched the video back and I'm like, shit.
Oh my God.
It's brutal.
That's why I wasn't into team sports.
Cheer is really intense. I remember my friends were on high school cheer and they were like either in the top, whatever, close to winning. So the stakes were real high and they were both so stressed out. It's the anxiety of like, what if I drop? Because if you drop someone, then the whole little group, what's it called?
A stunt group.
Mm-hmm. If you're the one who falls, or you drop someone else, and then you can really injure people too.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like cheerleading is way more even stressful than the dance world.
Well, yeah, because you're like actually, like doing stunts and going in the air.
That's
and
another
shit.
Show you should watch, Cheer.
Cheer.
It's pretty wild.
Is that the one that Josh is into?
Yeah. Okay. The one with Jerry and that drama.
Jerry.
I was telling her about Jerry. Yeah. If you watch Cheer, you know about Jerry.
She was explaining to me about Jerry.
Not good, Jerry. Very bad. Very disgusting and honestly shocking. Anyway,
oh,
I could go on and on about
I
that.
Heard it like actually is disgusting.
Are you ready
Anyways,
for this?
Okay.
These are
on.
Fan shirts that me and my friend Riley made for American Idol.
Stop.
Does anyone know what this is for?
Wait, is this for Adam?
That's right.
Adam Lambert. Oh my God.
It was such a big deal.
How did you make that?
Is oh, that Riley.
A, is that Sharpie?
She always had, no, she had like some printing thing. She was always making us cute little shirts.
Damn.
We may have even bought them.
I heart guyliner.
No, it's just a Hanes t-shirt. I think she made these at her house.
Or no, I dig guyliner. Sorry.
Yeah, because it was such a big deal we were in middle school.
Which is so funny because I'm like,
that this guy was wearing eyeliner. Right. I was like, oh my God, he's so scandalous. And yeah, so everyone's like, guyliner.
Oh my God. You know what's so funny?
So funny is that Adam Lambert was like my first like memorable crush because I was in like third grade, I think, when that came out.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He was
grades ahead of you. Yeah.
He was my man.
He was hot.
He still is. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And when I found out that he's gay, I cried.
No,
I actually cried. Yeah. I really thought I had a chance as a little 8 year old.
That's so funny.
Yeah. We were huge into him. Riley really had a crush on him.
Really?
Riley went hard with all her crushes. Like,
that's
it was
awesome.
Always someone. It was Good Charlotte for a while. Remember, I went through my little Good Charlotte phase.
Yeah, Good Charlotte.
I was into it.
All right. What else? What do we have
Swim
here?
Swim team. This is kind of boring. I think there was one other thing that was kind of funny.
Wow. This is iconic. What are you going to do?
Oh,
with
here
all
we
this?
Go. Ready?
Okay.
I wore this to the midnight reveal, baby.
OMG. Wow.
Wait, what? New I moon. Want that. That's so good.
It's a vintage collection.
Yeah, it
piece.
Is. I feel like I got to have
a hot
one of those.
Topic original.
Yeah, you probably do.
Dude, oh my God. I fucking love Twilight.
Yeah, I know. And what's so funny is we were both into it, but we never went together. We never, like,
I know, we never
convened
went together.
About our
no.
love for Twilight.
I didn't know you were like that into it.
Oh, I later. Was. I was my friends so were more into it than I was, to be honest, but... I love the premieres and I wasn't as big of a, you know, some people like really were team Jacob or team
I was
Robert.
Team Edward.
Oh, yeah.
Robert.
His name is Edward.
Wow.
His real name's Robert.
Yeah, his real name, not Edward's name.
That's a respect.
Team Jacob or Robert.
No, Edward
Cullen.
I never
really thought either of them were that hot. Well, I think Jacob was pretty hot.
Robert Pattinson's about to be Batman.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, and he's
hot. He'll do good for that.
Did you see that campaign he did? I think it was for Vogue.
Yeah,
hot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like, damn, you're a piece of meat.
Is that what you were like?
He was very sexy meat. In those
yummy
Vogue pictures. Gorgeous.
Check out this little number.
Wow. This would fit one of my boobs now.
Is that for dance?
Yeah. I think it was my jazz costume.
Damn.
My team did lyrical jazz and pomp.
Hmm. Wow.
Look at how small this is.
Oh, yeah. I had
oh
the same
God.
One.
Oh, my God. It's so cute.
It's crazy.
You had
oh
the same one that said dance or
it said cheer.
Oh, my God. I love it. I wonder if you guys.
Thing, but that's it.
I wonder if you guys ever cross paths.
I know we were playing at the same time.
Yeah, because I remember that was because that pink shirt, was that from Peak?
Yeah.
I remember like because we would see you guys. You guys always got to like wear different uniforms. I remember all the girls. Like cheer girls were like jealous of the pom girls.
Oh yeah,
you guys would get like new uniforms,
new
for
outfits,
different
yeah. every year.
Or
there was
yeah,
a
I guess
new,
outfits
like a lyrical number and a jazz number.
Yeah,
yeah. Honestly, I have lots of bad memes from that place. Though.
Oh shit! I was gonna say what my
trauma.
Time.
Same here.
Trauma was birthed there.
Oh fuck!
For sure. Yep.
Yep.
Like, that's really sad. I didn't know.
Yep.
That.
Oh yeah.
It's just like, so intense.
People,
like,
oh, it is.
Just girls being mean to girls.
No, more like coaches.
Yeah.
Dude, what the fuck?
Okay, so I have literally no idea about like the world of dance, and I've been binging and I've been loving Dance Moms.
Oh,
and so is it actually, is that like a real representation of like the dance world? It's like reality TV, so it's like played up, I'm sure, right?
I don't think so.
You think that's pretty accurate?
Oh, well, you know, Abby is pretty out there. It might be a little played up, but I think for the most part, it's pretty.
The competition,
like,
though.
Especially mine wasn't anywhere near. Dance Moms brutal, but
right.
like I'm sure they're in LA
well, also,
for like the top of the top.
Yeah,
it's probably that bad.
Top of the top.
Okay, I was gonna say, well, like also, like I can literally see the trauma being like engraved in these children on Dance Moms, but yeah,
it certainly,
yeah. But okay,
I feel
brutal.
Like a lot of people get trauma from team sports in general.
Oh yeah,
totally.
The more competitive, the more. Like I was telling Josh last night, I almost don't even want our kids to do competitive sports because it was like so intense. Josh was telling me some of the stuff he went through just like with basketball, like high school, like trying to make the varsity. And just
yeah.
All, I don't know. I guess you can't be like, no, you can't be part of that.
No, but we have to protect you.
I don't know. I'm like,
you like just play at the rec centers.
Yeah, that's true.
It's on like the schools and like, I feel like that's when it gets really rough.
Especially if you're not a competitive person by nature. Like I knew girls that just ate that up, but I could never really get that into it. And I was like, I'd always get so bummed out when you get lectured for performing badly. I was like, but we had fun and got Dippin' Dots.
Also,
so it's all
you're
good.
Paying to be, you are paying to be there.
And a lot. It's ridiculous.
So what the hell is that? Yeah. Like the stuff that John has talked to me about when he was on varsity football and shit. I was like, dude.
Yeah.
It's brutal. And basketball. I'm like, and you were there for fun?
The fact that
you voluntarily went there?
He's like, yeah, we'd run till we puked and then we'd run some more and get cussed out because we puked. I'm like,
that's what Josh told me
Why
too.
Why did you just say no and go home?
And the fact that they had to do mornings. I'm so glad I never did a high school sport. Like I did it through an outside thing because, they would do 2-a-days, morning before school.
Yep.
You're like so tired.
Yep. He would go to the gym at like 7 in the morning, work out, and then he would go to school till 3 and then have practice from like 3 to 5 or 6
and
then go
home and do homework.
And he still got better grades than me. Fucker.
Sagittarius. Goddamn.
He's good at everything.
But yeah.
I don't know.
It's kind of a crazy world.
I wonder if it's changed at all because I know for a while it was really bad. Like people, like kids were getting like injured from being, having coaches that were so brutal. So I'm pretty sure that there's been like some type of like lawsuits and stuff that have happened.
I'm sure.
So I think things are getting a little more strict, but I don't know. Maybe not.
Well,
anyways, shall we get into some secrets?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Dude, I am pumped.
I've only seen one.
I know, me too. There's a lot. Okay, let's go ahead and thank our first sponsors for the day and we will be right back.
Okay, let's get into secrets here.
Number one. Brothers take blame for porn. So my secret isn't necessarily, quote, juicy, but so funny and ties back to an old episode you guys did about first time seeing porn. Yep. If you don't know what we're talking about, we gave our own encounters of that and it was pretty entertaining. Mm-hmm. Okay. I have two older brothers and we used to have a shared desktop computer in the basement. And one time I looked up my name, which happens to be a very popular porn star's name at the time. And so much porn popped up and I freaked out and turned the computer off. Later, my dad goes down and sees the shit on the computer and neither of my brothers confess because they didn't do it. And so they both got grounded for 2 months. Sorry, bros. That's honestly amazing.
A lot of people can have a similar experience to this. Like, it's just easy to blame your brothers in this situation.
Well, I immediately blamed it on you. Granted, you had showed me how to do it.
Well, it was my fault. But yeah, my friend did the same thing. I think I told that on the show, but she searched nipples.com and then blamed her brothers and they got grounded for over a month. And I always felt so bad knowing the truth. And I was like, and they're grounded. Like,
damn.
They're upstairs and we're out here free. Out-
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Okay. Fireball is for kids.
Hell yeah.
When I was a teenager, I used to give my brother and sister random shots of Fireball.
Shit.
They were kids and tell them it was a medicine. Yikes.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
They're feeling good.
That's so funny.
I mean, if they were babysitting, that'd be a really easy babysit job.
Yeah, I guess. To drug your fucking kids.
Yeah, no.
Dude, one time... I think it was in middle school. This is so fucking random. I just remembered this. I must have like seen on TV or I just obviously there was alcohol in my house. So I knew that like people drank alcohol when they were stressed out. So
one time
you were stressing.
So one time I had a really bad day in like seventh grade. And I would go home and I would take the bus and then I'd walk home and then no one would be home. So I'd have like a few hours of being alone. And I remember walking home, getting in my house and being like, this day sucked. And I like took out a bottle of rum and like took a big swig of it, trying to be like a dramatic adult. And like I just probably saw it in the movies or something. And I literally was like so repulsed.
Oh my gosh, I can't imagine.
Horrific. And yeah, I was like, why do people fucking do this to themselves?
Do you think it was stress of friends or was it boys or maybe school?
You know, all of the above? Probably all the above.
Typical middle school stress.
Typical. Yeah. Mm. Middle school fucking sucked. So I'm sure like some my boyfriend pissed me off. Who knows? But yeah, I'll never forget going in to the little liquor cabinet, taking a bottle of rum and like just doing a big pull out of it, like being all dramatic. And then I was like, what the hell?
Amazing.
Not good.
OK, this is just a short one. But one time I went on my sister's Club Penguin account and said, it's Britney, bitch, and got her account banned for inappropriate language.
Amazing.
That's amazing.
We love to see it.
Oh, Club Penguin.
Wait. I never did Club Penguin, yeah, sadly. I totally missed the bus on that one.
Yeah, John said that he got kicked off Club Penguin too, I'm pretty sure. Did you? So what happened to you, Sid? You got your sister kicked off?
Yeah, my sister was really big on Club Penguin, but I didn't really.
She's a Club Penguin star.
She's verified.
She was like, yeah, you know. No, she had like all these outfits. Like she would actually spend money to like buy different inner tubes. And then you could like go on there and say little chats. And one time I went on there and I used some choice words. I have no idea what I said, but I banned her account. And I'm like, now you have to play with me. What?
Permanently?
No, I think it's like for a few days. But I was like wanting her to play with me. And I'm like, get off your computer game.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's amazing.
Amazing.
Okay, next one. Toenail clippings and stepdad's oatmeal.
Yum.
Ew.
When I was a kid, my parents got a divorce. My mother quickly remarried and we moved into my stepfather's house. He had already raised his children, all adults by that time, and was less than enthused about bringing her kids into his home. Me, a 8-year-old girl, and my sister, who was 5. So my stepdad was very strict and it felt like going to jail when we were at their house. In contrast, my dad was awesome and we had almost complete freedom at his home.
Hell yeah.
By the time I turned 10, I was pretty much over my 7:30 bedtime, no television and no sugar diet. We were never allowed to have friends over and we always were treated like a huge inconvenience. I devised a plan to get back at my stepdad. He ate some oatmeal for breakfast every morning. So I started trimming my toenails and cutting them up into the smallest pieces I could imagine. Oh my God. I would sneak downstairs at night and dump them into his oatmeal canister. He ate my toenails for the better part of 8 years.
Oh my gosh. I was going to say like maybe one time onto the oatmeal, but the oatmeal canister, that is savage.
I feel no guilt and still laugh about it to this day. I've never told a soul.
That is iconic.
Oh my God. Okay. I wish I could ask her a follow-up. I want to know if she likes him now.
That is amazing.
Wow.
So you basically were microdosing your stepdad with toenails.
So crazy. I don't think I'd be able to pull something like that off because
for 8 years,
I'd be like sitting in the corner like SpongeBob, just like tea.
Oh my God. That is so
I would not
awesome.
Be able to deal with that.
That reminds me of one time I was really mad at my brother. So I took like his toothpaste. And I took the cap off and like squirted some lotion into it.
Oh my God, and, savage.
Yeah, like, I was really mad and I was like, fuck this, I'm gonna mess with them. And then he like used it and I don't even think it like worked. Either he didn't notice or he never used it or something happened. I remember I was so mad. I was is it your toothpaste a little gross? And he was like, no. I was like, fuck.
Damn.
Oh boy. All right.
Okay, this one says, I'm taking this to my grave. I have a 3-year-old son. Thankfully, he looks a lot like me. Now, on to the story. On my 21st birthday, I had a nice dinner with 6 of my really close friends. I got a hotel room for all of us and their boyfriends to spend the night or hang out after dinner. I ended up having sex with my best friend's boyfriend and got pregnant.
Ooh.
Double oof there.
Oof.
I consider myself a good person, and my best friend's now fiance is a great guy as well. So they're getting married. We promised to take this secret to our graves. I am baptizing my son soon, and his secret dad will be his godfather and my best friend, his godmother.
Oh,
my gosh.
Oh, no.
I don't feel guilty because it was a one-time thing.
Okay.
I don't ask for child support because I am well off. Now that my best friend's fiance is going to be my son's godfather, this means my son will be spending time with his actual dad.
Oh, okay. That's kind of sweet.
Incognito. My best friend has never questioned the whereabouts of my son's actual dad because a week after my 21st birthday, I took a trip out of the country and she believes I had a fling and got pregnant there. Thanks for listening. I've been holding this in.
Oh,
wow. That was that took it to the next level. It really had a lot on the Club Penguin one.
Yeah. This takes the cake for now.
Yeah. Winner
Damn.
So far. Juiciest secret.
The only thing I can say is I hope your kid never takes an ancestry test.
I was going to say that nowadays it's really kind of hard to keep secret for long. I don't want to scare you.
No,
but.
Sorry. We're not trying. But holy shit. I mean, that is a secret and a half.
Oh, that's a secret to like your son, to your friend who's still your best friend enough that they're your the godmother of your child.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so
oh
bad.
Oh my God. I couldn't imagine keeping a secret like that from any of you guys.
But then like what
oh
happens if they, God. What if she just tells them? Like that would fuck everything up.
Oh
like,
yeah.
Oh, by the way.
Oh, it would. It could
I actually fucked your fiance
marriage?
And this is his kid.
I'm like nervous for her.
Me too. That gives me so much anxiety. Dude. Carrying that around must be so stressful. Oh my God.
And you know what? I bet this is so much more common than, you know,
oh,
we're
yeah.
acting like. Like, I bet it happens all the time.
I'm sure. Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
Dude.
I wonder what country you told him that his dad yeah. is from. And did you tell him he's of that country?
Right.
Because what if he's like, why am I not Portuguese?
Right, right, right.
I
right.
mean, it could have been a, it could have been a, you know, another tourist that she slept yeah. with.
But watch the little oh, boy start tourist, to look right. like mm-hmm. the dad as he gets older or something.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, maybe he looks like his mom right now, but when he gets older.
He starts looking like the godfather slash the bio daddy.
That's oh like gosh, a, girl. That's a movie.
You
that
is must movie. Have been so worried during your whole pregnancy, like, oh my gosh, when he's born, will he look like him or will he look like me? Like, oh my God.
I can't even imagine the secret. Stress. That's amazing that both of you are keeping that.
Oh, yeah.
Take it to the grave.
Yeah, I mean.
Made it this far.
Take that yeah, shit
better
to
hope
the grave.
He, like, hangs on to that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Damn. That's a wild one. And having them as the godparents, that adds a whole nother layer.
Yeah,
of
I'd be one thing if it was, like, an old friend, you never yeah. see them, but they're going to be in your life.
Yeah,
forever,
they're
forever
in your life. Wow. Wow, thanks for sharing.
Yeah, thank you for sharing.
That's wild.
Really appreciate the openness here.
Totally.
Okay, next one. Backdoor mishap. Back in high school, my boyfriend and oh, I were messing around when he told me he wanted to try it in the back door. I was a little hesitant because my tummy was not feeling
oh,
great that
no.
day, but I ended up deciding that it would be fine. As we were doing our thing, I realized that I really had to shit. I told him I had to go to the bathroom, and this is where it got weird. Oh. He responded, do it to me.
Shut up.
I said, huh? To
in
which he responded,
school?
Just shit on me. Shut up. This was insanely uncharted territory for me, but I didn't have time to think it through. Before I knew it,
oh
I was having
God.
Explosive diarrhea in my high school boyfriend's bedroom on his bed, on him. We both started gagging and the smell filled the entire room. The worst part is that his parents were downstairs and the cleanup was not easy. I've never been more embarrassed in my entire life. In conclusion, we never talked about it ever again. And I am definitely now a lesbian.
Amazing. Okay, that is fucking wild. I was going to say, in high school, you're normally doing it somewhere sneaky
yeah,
and you're like trying to make sure the parents, that would be such a stressful cleanup. They're like trying to clean up really fast together.
Oh
and,
my
oh,
God.
Imagine like the whole house smells like shit.
Wow.
Explosive.
Your boyfriend was
you
feeling
shit
really
on him,
wild.
That's
to be like
shit on me.
Area.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
That's pretty
I wonder
awesome.
If he still has offers that up to girls or if he's traumatized.
Yeah. Who knows? Damn. I can't imagine pooing on someone though.
Me either. That's wild.
That would be wild.
Ew. Imagine the explosive diarrhea, though.
Yeah. Oh, that's one. Oh. Yeah, it's one thing to like squeeze one out. It's another thing to like.
Even they're like laughing out. About the smell. I would be like, or gagging. I'd be so grossed.
The trauma,
out.
Dude.
I can almost smell it.
I know.
Even thinking about this.
Imagine
it's
just shitting on someone. He's like, shit on me, bitch.
Crazy.
And that's when he had a poop fetish.
No.
And that's when he discovered his poop fetish.
Maybe. Or maybe he. From then on was like
has a poop fear.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah, for
I had to
sure.
clean that shit up.
Literally.
Wow.
That's
okay.
Sure. Okay, this one's good. Whenever I don't want to use my own info for spam, I put my ex's. Okay, that's kind of genius.
That's genius.
Though.
If I knew any of my ex's emails, I'd probably do that.
Like that's so smart.
Yeah,
or like spam like a phone number or something.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, that'd be really good.
That's funny.
Oh, very good. All right. Moving on. We moved out of our old apartment August of 2021. Well, the night before we moved, I clogged the toilet to the point it broke. Still don't think my partner knows it was me. How does your partner not know it was you?
They probably do, and they're trying to, like, spare
just
you.
Just ignore it.
Yeah.
They're like, no. All right. That's nice.
New job, old ex. I dated a guy for less than 5 months. This is why. One day, he randomly sent me a photo of him just wearing an adult diaper
oh.
and duct tape on his face and asked me to join him.
Oh, kinky.
I have questions more about the duct
me
tape
too.
Than the diaper. I broke up with him a few days later.
Can you imagine like, John sending that to me and be like, would you like to join?
Would you like to?
Years passed and I got a new job and guess who works there too?
Yes!
Diaper Man's back.
Yes!
My ex. He's one of the most loved employees at this company location. I don't know if he's changed since we dated. no one at work does or knows that we dated.
Oh.
We don't know if he still wears duct tape and diapers. And she said, if only people knew.
That's hilarious.
That is. And like I said, I really want to understand the duct tape. Like, is he just putting a little on his face, or is he like wrapping
the whole thing? Like, what kind of a diaper?
More like his mouth.
And why?
Was he sitting on a chair?
Was it really a fetish for him, or was it more was of it like, he was just trying to be funny?
Right.
Interesting.
And the duct tape. Yeah, it's honestly a weird combo.
Yeah.
Diapers and duct tape. That's like a cool band name.
Honestly, that's
the diapers really and duct tape.
I like that.
Oh, God. Okay, next one. Oh, this is interesting. I sometimes will stick my finger in my belly button and then proceed to smell it.
Okay. Also, why is it that, which I think every human has this experience, when you push your belly button, you get like a weird like jolt of electricity going down to your privates.
Get that. I don't get that. No.
Do you guys ever been testing it?
Don't tell me that, especially when you were younger. I've
definitely gotten like that. I know what you're, the
like
feeling you're talking about.
Like when you push your belly button and get like a little electricity
feeling.
Like it
hurts if someone like pushes in your belly button.
Yeah, why?
I don't know. I mean, I also just have to pee, so it's not helping me.
Fine.
Well, I guess I can't really smell test it right now since I'm pregnant, but when I'm not, I'll have to test that out.
It's like when Patrick found a fucking paperclip in his belly button.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, it's a great one.
I can smell her fingers after.
Yeah. I don't know.
Your fingers. Okay. Teach their own.
Teach their own. Yeah. Do what you want. Smell whatever body part of your own you want.
Yeah. It's yours.
Do what you want.
As long as you're not sticking your fingers in other people's belly buttons without consent.
Correct. You know? But and if then they consent it. To it, if it's like, a, maybe it's
smell
maybe
each
it's
other.
A fetish. Right. That's what I'm saying. Could be good. I don't know. Does the smell change depending on what you eat? Who knows?
Secretly hooking up with friend's bro. When I was 16, I would secretly hook up with my friend's brother. We were only a year apart, so we hung out with her brother quite frequently. Him and I instantly had a connection. Hmm. And when I would sleep over at her house, I would wait for her to go to sleep and then sneak upstairs to do spicy activities.
Ooh, spicy.
We would even be risky and hold hands or kiss when she wasn't paying attention. During class, we would meet up in secluded areas. I also went on several vacations with their family, where our spicy hookups continued.
That's nice.
I'm almost positive her or the rest of the family never found out. My friend and I drifted apart after high school, and I no longer talk to her brother. I'm not sure if it makes me a bad person, but it's definitely one of my spiciest secrets.
I don't think you're a bad person.
I don't think so either. No. I mean, it's not like it was her boyfriend.
No, I had friends that had hot brothers.
Yeah, same.
Like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I liked going over to their house.
If I had the opportunity, I would have just, I don't think, yeah.
Hopped on it.
I don't know if everyone would be mad about that, you know? I didn't have brothers, but I feel like I wouldn't really care if my friends were into them. Would you have been upset if someone was like into one of your five brothers?
Probably not. No.
Yeah, I don't think you would have cared.
In fact, now that I'm thinking about it, like one of my stepbrothers and I are pretty close in age. And when we were younger, we'd have like our friends over and like I definitely would like flirt with his little friends that he would bring over and vice versa. It's like, so and so is coming over. Great.
You don't get a huge variety as a kid. You get what comes over.
Right. Yeah. Or what's at school, which isn't great all the time. We went to different schools. So it was, you know, good options.
And home is where you have the most spicy opportunities.
That is correct.
Yep. I don't think you're a bad person.
No.
I honestly think your friend may not give a shit.
Yeah.
Especially now. I'm sure she doesn't care.
Dude,
now.
Maybe the brother even was like, yo, me and your friend used to do spicy activities.
Yeah, it might be a fun family story now.
Yeah,
for all
fun
you know.
Family story. That's nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. this one says, no one in this neighborhood is loyal. I currently am having a love affair type deal with my neighbor directly across the street. Here's the backstory. I became friends with his wife 1.5 years back. We became really close and she started sharing personal details about her life. Come to find out, she's having an affair with another woman in the neighborhood. 6 months ago, the husband reaches out to me and asked in regards to my wife's affair. I confessed. To this day, I am still friends with the wife and am still involved with the husband. No one knows this secret. Nobody at all. Huh. Wow. That's nice.
That's nice.
That's a lot of different moving pieces. That's like the other one. It can get a little messy.
Yeah, break this down. I'm kind of confused.
Okay.
Yeah,
so she became friends. So they have a neighbor, right?
Right.
She became friends with his wife 1.5 years ago.
Okay.
Then they became really close and she started sharing personal details about her life. Come to find out, she's been having an affair with another woman in the neighborhood. So now she knows the secret of the affair. And then 6 months ago, the husband reached out to me and asked in regards to the wife's affair, and she confessed. So she told him all about the wife's affair with the other neighbor.
Okay.
And but she's still friends with the wife, even though the wife doesn't know that she told on her to her husband.
So are they still together?
I think they're still together. Yeah, and I'm still involved with the husband.
I think she's
like sexually involved with the husband as well, while the other wife is having an affair with another woman in the neighborhood. That's what I'm getting out of it. Is that what you guys are getting out?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. That's what I thought.
Where did she become involved with the husband?
She just says, "And I'm still involved with the husband."
Probably like she's still like friendly with him.
No, because she says involved. She says I'm to this day I'm still friends with the wife and I'm still involved with the husband.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean she's sleeping with him. Or ever did. Wouldn't she say, and I also was...
But the first sentence, it's right?
I'm having...
Or the first part?
I'm currently having a love affair with my neighbor.
Okay, yeah, I missed that part. I was like, wait.
Yeah.
Okay. I get it
So she's sleeping with the husband. Wow. The husband's wife is sleeping with another chick in the neighborhood.
And the girl,
and this person, the confessor, knows about it and confessed to the husband. The husband must not care because they're sleeping together anyways.
Lots of lies. Yeah. Ugh. The husband can't really even get mad because he's doing the same thing. And he got the information from his side chick.
Right.
Wow.
It's a spicy neighborhood
drama.
Yeah, that is. All right. This one says, hitting mother-in-law's car.
Hell yeah.
I used to work with my mother-in-law at a dentist's office. We always parked beside each other and I always got to work later. One day I was running super late and came flying into the parking lot. I attempted to whip into my parking spot and I somehow misjudged the distance and hit the side of the car with my front end.
Oh,
yikes.
Of her car?
Oh, her mother-in-law's car.
That's bad.
It didn't do any damage, but you could see a little sliver of silver paint on her white car. No one was around, so I went inside and attended our morning meeting. Right after our meeting, I booked it out to the cars and tried to get the paint off with an alcohol wipe. It worked, and you couldn't tell anything. I still feel so bad, but we had just gotten married and I was not about to cause problems. Not even my husband knows this.
Damn. Hit mommy-in-law's car.
I feel like it could be a lot worse. Yeah. It could have really done some damage and then having lied about it, never told her.
Mm. Yeah, that's fine. You got the paint off.
Yeah.
That's not a big deal.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Not too bad.
throwing dishes out the window. When I was a kid, I would bring glasses in my room, whether it was ice cream, milk, and mushed up crackers, ew, or straight up milk. What the hell? What are you eating? Milk and mushed up crackers?
Like cereal. I'm kidding. Maybe there's a difference.
Like biscuit type things. Okay. Really? Like crackers and milk?
Crackers
like
and milk?
Like rinsed crackers?
Fucking gross. No offense.
That's a little
that
much.
That should be your secret. Anyways.
Keep that to yourself, you weirdo.
I never liked doing the dishes, and I didn't want my grandparents to find out that I left the glasses or let them sit in my room for so long, and I hated the smell of spoiled milk. Jesus. So for some reason, my smarter idea was to take the glasses and throw them out the window of my room. And I acted like they disappeared for such a long time. I thought I could just blame them or blame it on the neighbors. But that was, of course, really dumb. One day, my grandpa was mowing the lawn. And when he got to the side of the house, he found 7 glasses. Oh, my God. Just on that side. What was worse is I had to wash the ones that weren't that corrupted and throw the rest away. I was in so much trouble.
Yeah, I'm sure they figured it out because it's next to your window.
Bestie, you can't just throw glasses out the window. At least throw them out and then like, or just throw it in the trash.
Doesn't that sound like something I would do as a kid?
Yeah, that sounds like a very much so Kendall Ray move.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely is a me move. Mm-hmm. One time, me and my friends, we were eating these cheeseburgers. My dad made me. We didn't like them for some reason. So I told them we should throw them at the neighbor's house. And we literally put them on shovels, like little garden shovels. And we held them back. Launched him at their house, and I'll never forget. I hit like dead on my neighbor's house, and mustard just like dripped down the whole house.
Did anyone ever find out?
Nope. I did more weird shit to their house, and they never told my parents. They would just clean it up and move on.
What?
They were cool about it.
Did they know it was you?
I'm sure. I did worse things when I got older. Oh. But I'll save those for a different time.
Maybe you should submit
this isn't my secret.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, that is amazing. All right, so we're going to go ahead and read Eating Scabs on the Bus. But before we do, we'd like to thank our last sponsors of the day. All right, so on a bus ride to school one morning as a 6-year-old, I sat down next to my best friend and noticed she had a Band-Aid on her knee. I asked her what happened.
Oh, no, girl.
Please, God, tell me you didn't eat someone else's scabs.
No,
fuck.
No,
this okay, is let's keep going. I asked her what happened, and she said that she fell off her bike and scraped her knee. I was like, oh, gosh, how bad is it? And she was like, it's pretty bad. There's meat hanging out of it. Do you want to see? Before I could say yes, she peeled back the Band-Aid and revealed a normal-looking scab in the healing process. I was like, see that stuff right there? That's the meat inside of me. Oh, she said that. That's nice. As she pointed to the scab, my six-year-old brain immediately asked her, you mean meat like chicken or steak? And she proudly said, yep. She then asked if I was hungry, and proceeded to tell her yes. And then she tore a piece of her scab off, and we both rode to school eating bits and pieces of her skinned up knee, thinking it was similar to chicken meat. Now looking back, I realize that's very disgusting. It's also cannibalism, LOL. I have never told anyone this secret for obvious reasons.
Ew. That took so a turn. Much worse than I thought.
Yeah, I thought like she was going to pick her own scabs and got like hot doing it or something, but
gnarly.
You and your friend shared a morning snack.
The fact that your friend offered it up.
It's meat like chicken or steak.
Girl, no, no, no.
That is so disgusting.
Dude, that's so sick. Oh my God.
Oh boy.
Wow.
Some wild stuff happened on the bus.
Dude, the bus was fucking nuts.
I have so many bus. I have more bus memories than I do of school.
The shit on the bus was crazy.
Was it cool to sit in the back of the bus or the front of the bus for you?
Sixth graders were in the front. Eighth graders were in the back.
Same at my school.
And I remember the first
protocol.
Yeah, it was the protocol. And I remember during like the first day of eighth grade, I got on the bus and I was like, the fuck out of the way, move. You fucking sixth and seventh
we
bitches.
We got the back six
I was the back row. Why? Why?
Yeah, why would you want to be on the back
why
of the
it takes
bus?
Longer
it's
to get
bumpy.
Off.
Yeah, it's
seriously, the back of the bus was insane. You're like fucking like, oh, they're
seriously, that's wild.
Oh, bus.
All right, this one is stealing my friend's new iPad.
Ooh.
iPod, sorry.
Oh, iPod. This is an oldie.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of hard to steal an iPad. Maybe it's a little easier to steal an iPod.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, when I was in third grade, I had a best friend. We will call her Sarah. I was over at her house the day after Christmas when everyone's getting their iPods.
Yeah, absolutely.
She was showing me all of her gifts, and one of them was an iPod Shuffle. Ooh, the Shuffle's easy to take. I wonder what generation. Was it the small?
The little, like, crackers, basically.
Yeah.
Side note, did you see that someone on TikTok, like Gen Z, found, like, these, the little, you know how they had, like, the clip, the little Shuffles? There was someone someone had it.
In their hair?
And put it in their hair, like used as a hair clip.
Oh, an actual iPod.
Yeah, an iPod
Sorry,
Shuffle.
I thought you meant the Hit Clips things.
What's Hit Clips?
Does anyone remember
Hit
Clips? Oh,
those are like those little, like
little
CDs.
CDs.
Oh,
like
keychains. Those were so fucking cool.
I remember you had one of those.
Yeah, those were awesome.
Like, NSYNC Backstreet Boys.
Those were
okay,
sweet.
Anyway, I interrupted you. She was using it as a hair clip.
Yeah, on TikTok, they're like, look at this old vintage thing I found and literally like clipped it in her hair.
Old
like,
vintage
that's
thing.
Cute. Yeah, it's cute, but also like,
yeah.
I'm not that old.
Yeah, we are. We're old.
We're not that old.
The fact that we, like, cassette tapes were still a thing, like, my first album I got was on cassette.
Cassette?
Yeah. That means I'm super old. My kid's gonna be like, a what?
A CD? What the hell?
A CD?
A DVD?
Oh, it's kind of sad.
Yeah. Remember VHS?
Yeah, VHS is where I remember my VHS.
Oh, yeah. Like, rewinding it.
I had a lot.
Getting pissed if the last person didn't rewind
it. Oh, yeah. And then there was Blu-ray for a while.
I want to know how you people that, how are you guys doing if you got a DVD collection?
Like, how are you
all
doing?
Out.
Like, today?
Are you okay?
Like, today in this age?
Yeah. I always think of the people I knew that had, like, hella DVDs. And they were, like, proud of them.
They probably still
displayed
use them.
Them all. Well, it's old technology these days. If you want a good, clear picture, you get certain TVs that, like, don't look good with DVDs.
True. Shit.
No more. Times are tough. Anyway,
okay.
Back to the story.
We didn't even finish it. Okay, so it was after Christmas.
Right.
Recap here.
Gets her iPod.
Yeah, she gets the iPod Shuffle. It's essentially a really tiny iPod without the screen.
Right.
Oh, so these are the really ones.
Yeah, really small ones. It probably is the one that I'm thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyways.
It was music only, and it had all of our favorite artists on it, like Taylor Swift, Big Time Rush, Selena Gomez, etc.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was the coolest thing ever, since growing up, my family couldn't afford things like that.
Well, I made the impulsive decision to slip it in my pocket when she was looking.
Damn.
Before I went home, she asked if I knew where it was since I was the last one to use it. And of course, I said, I have no idea.
Damn, you really stole that?
That's ballsy. I got home really excited and showed my mom, telling her it was a gift from an older lady on our street. So embarrassing.
What a couple hell, hours dude?
Later, she asked me where I really got it from because Sarah's mom called and said Sarah's was missing.
Aww.
I convinced her it was all a big coincidence. Oh, I'm sure you felt like the major heat when your mom was like, hey, did you take your friend's iPod because she happens to be missing one and you were just there.
The old lady
like,
on the street.
A couple of days went by and I started feeling so guilty about stealing. It was weighing on my mind every time I used it. So I came up with a plan. I went over to Sarah's house. Oh, she said it was a coincidence. She really got one on the street. Her mom fell for that?
Damn.
Wow. So then she went over to Sarah's house. And before I knocked on the door, I hid the iPod in her garden.
She shut up.
This is so funny. She came outside and said, look, I found your iPod. It's been in the garden the whole time.
You asshole.
She was really excited and told her mom, and her mom was like, that's strange. I thought I got away with it, with everything, but looking back on it, she definitely knew. Oh, I still feel God. So bad about this to this day. I never admitted it to anyone, not even my parents.
Oh my God.
Wow, that is really funny.
Dude, that's iconic.
Dude, one time when I was a kid, my friend accused me of stealing her hamster.
What?
Wait, swear to God, it was like a big drama too.
She called
her mom.
It?
Called no.
I was kind of surprised.
I really took it home. Like
I don't know, you're crazy.
My mom was like, if she had the hamster, I would know. Trust me. Like,
I don't know.
She asked me, and then we were with another friend, and that friend's mom kind of got in on it. It was like, yeah, she stole the hamster. The hamster is missing. It was a whole big thing for like 24 hours. I was so stressed about it. Like I did not steal her hamster.
Oh
I swear,
God.
I'm not like keeping it somewhere.
Yeah.
Anyway, this bitch found it in her window well. Like, ooh, come on.
Wow.
Yeah, it was real bad. But her mom went on a full, like, it was Kendall stole
Damn.
The hamster. And I was like, there was another kid here, too. She could have stolen the hamster. Why is it automatically me?
Nope, it's you.
She was sus.
Hamster stealing. I really want a hamster. They're so damn cute.
I do, too. They do look very cute.
Remember Jen and Julian's hamster they had?
Yes.
What was his name? Ad.
Oh, that was his name?
Yes, it was Ad.
That's so funny.
So cute.
Oh, this one kind of goes with what I just said.
Oh, okay, great.
Smuggling a kitten.
Oh.
I was 14 years old volunteering for a local animal rescue. I was doing this mostly for one of the foster moms or from one of the foster's home or garage.
Oh, okay. I see.
Long story short, I ended up falling in love with one of the kittens there and knew my family wouldn't knowingly let me have it. That's the key, knowingly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I smuggled the cat.
Damn.
I had my brother and his friend drive me. I went to the garage, hid it under my sweatshirt, and everyone found out because I was an idiot and posted a photo of it on Facebook.
Oh my God.
You're like, amazing. Parents are like, what now?
Damn, when you were 14, that's so funny.
The cops got involved and I had to do many, many hours of community service.
To get out of being charged?
You literally posted your crime to Facebook.
I was going to say, that's a crime. You can't like steal from a foster organization.
Oh my God. Wild. It was horrifying and dumb at the same time. It was still super idiotic of me, but funny to look back on.
That's
now.
Amazing.
Oh boy. I could see myself doing something like that.
Absolutely.
That's really funny.
Yeah, I would steal everyone's dog if I knew it wasn't illegal.
And that'd be really hard to do. A dog. A kitten and a hamster
that's
is a little
true.
Easier. Dogs.
You posted
big
it on
commitment.
Facebook though. That's fucking awesome. I want to know what your caption was really bad. Like, hey, got a cat.
Who dis?
Amazing. Your parents log on. They're like, the fuck?
That's so
great.
Funny.
Okay, how about this one? I have lived a double life for 4 years.
Oh, that sounds really juicy. Hit us.
I just moved away from home to another city for college and was looking for a part-time job to earn some money before as I was broke. I spent a week applying for jobs at local bars and restaurants and attended a couple interviews with no success. At this point, I was ready to give up, but as a last-ditch effort, and to be completely honest, as a bit of a joke, I filled an application and sent over some photos to a local strip club. A few days later, I received an email back asking me to come in and audition. This was way out of my comfort zone, but I thought, hey, I'm young, and I just started this new chapter in my life, so the next day, I went out and bought a sexy little outfit and went to the audition. Hell yeah. I had been a dancer my whole life and was used to performing, so I mustered up every ounce of courage I had in my little body to do this audition and was told that I could start the very next night.
Ooh.
That's nice. At this point, I was still kind of unsure if it was a good idea, but I knew how much strippers could earn and I really needed the money, so I went for it. This is where the double life part comes in. I loved it, but I knew that my friends and family back home, especially my parents, would not approve of my new career move. I ended up telling everyone that I had gotten a job working night shifts at a nearby gas station. Little did they know I was out shaking my ass until 5 a.m. four nights a week. Hell yeah.
Amazing.
Stripping was hands down one of the best decisions I have ever made. I met my best friends through it and made more money than almost any other 9-to-5. It gave me so much confidence, and I don't think I would be where I am in life if I hadn't done it. I left the club a few years ago now to start my career as a microbiologist after graduating, and still to this day, none of my friends or family from hometown knew that I was a stripper. I could write a book with the amount of crazy stories I have from those days.
That's amazing. That would be a good book.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure there's so many secrets to double life.
That's honestly so funny.
It's
kind of
sad, but I'm sure so many strippers have to do that. Mm-hmm. Like lie to their friends and family about it because they just don't feel like they'll accept it.
Right. Yeah.
Like make bank.
Oh, yeah. Make bank.
Probably helped pay for that microbiologist degree.
Yeah. Damn, microbiologist. Sounds hard.
Faking O's. I have been with my boyfriend for 3.5 years and I have faked every orgasm every time we've had sex. I did this once at the start, and since then I haven't had the balls to tell him what he's doing isn't actually working for me.
Aww.
I'm the worst.
Girl.
You're not the worst. You're trying to be nice to him.
Yeah.
That sucks for you. But I mean, you shouldn't really feel bad about it. Like,
but also you're only doing yourself a disservice.
But don't feel bad that you're lying to him. Whatever.
No, feel bad for yourself.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
You deserve to have an actual O.
Yeah.
So maybe you should be like, hey, let's try some new things.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That would suck. Every single one.
That's crazy. I can't even imagine.
Mm. Sorry. Mm-mm-mm. I hope that
that's just sad.
You have your own.
But don't feel bad. Don't call yourself the worst.
Yeah, you're not the worst. Mm. A lot worse you could do. Eating scabs.
Just kidding. Yeah, you could be a scab eater, girl.
Oh, God. Okay, how about this one? So when I was in third grade, I was invited to my friend's or my first sleepover. Ah, remember like the days of having your first sleepover? Such a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would always like cry at like 9 p.m. and want to go home.
Oh, you were that kid.
I was that kid. Mm-hmm. Are you surprised?
You would stay at my house, though, pretty easily. Probably because you felt like it was family.
Yeah, it was family. Mm-hmm. But anyone else's, I would cry. Mm. Anyways, it was for a girl in my class's birthday party, and I wasn't super close with her, but we were friendly and had a play date sometimes. So everything was normal until I woke up at the butt crack of dawn, like I did every morning at my home, and everyone was still asleep on the basement floor. I was the kid that always woke up super awake and energized, so of course I got bored really quickly just sitting there and went upstairs. I was looking around her kitchen when I saw this glass bowl of these little chocolate Easter eggs wrapped in colored foil and immediately got an idea. I wanted to put a chocolate egg next to everyone's sleeping bag downstairs so that when they woke up, they would have a little treat. Oh, that's really cute.
Aww,
she says, really sweet idea, but it went horribly wrong.
Oh, no.
So I took a handful of eggs downstairs and put them all snug by everyone's pillows and went back upstairs to watch TV with her mom. What? This is so cute. You're trying to do something good. By the time everyone woke up, the chocolate eggs had all melted onto the white basement carpet. Everyone was so confused, and I immediately freaked out and acted like I was super confused as well. What could have done this? Why was there melted chocolate everywhere? So weird, right, guys? I was so nervous and mortified that all through breakfast, every couple of minutes, I would be like, I didn't do it, even though everyone had stopped talking about it. Really selling it? And by the time my mom came to pick me up, I'm pretty sure I was sweating through my pajamas. To this day, I'm pretty sure her mom knew it was me and just didn't say anything, which thank God, but I still feel so guilty for staining her carpet. I'm 25 now and it still haunts me every time I'm
Easter
trying to fall asleep.
Came in and did it.
She goes, who did this?
Oh, dude. That is so fucking funny, honestly.
That's really cute that you tried to be nice, though. And just like leave little eggs.
Very cute. Horribly gone wrong.
Why'd they melt so quick, though?
Probably because the girls were all creating like body heat. It was probably really close to them, or maybe they rolled on top.
Damn.
That's funny.
That's not great.
That one.
There's worse in life.
Oh my God.
Dude, remember at your old house, we're doing like, what the hell were we doing in your old office? And we were like burning some candles and we spilled wax all over the carpet. Do you remember that in your old house? This was like your house, the poor, before you lived in this, like the first thing you bought.
Adults.
Yeah, as adults, bro. We were like 24, okay? we were like having Oh, I know. We were like trying to meditate, and we hotboxed the shit out of her room, which the fire alarm kept going off. We were trying to meditate with all these incense.
It
wasn't from
the hotboxing. It was because we lit sage.
All these incense and sage. Yeah.
But I don't think we opened the windows.
No, we didn't.
Something.
We purposely wanted to,
because we wanted to smoke trap effect.
Yeah. And so the fucking fire alarms kept going off, and we were getting so annoyed. We're like, why is this going? We turned them off. But then at one point, we spilled wax all over your carpet, and you were like, oh, fuck. And you're like, it's okay. I'll just put the chair over.
Yeah. We spilled wax on the floor, and
we burnt the carpet
with
it was
sage.
On fire for a second.
Like it fell. Yeah,
that's
it
was why the fire alarm up. Went off.
Yes, because the carpet fires were.
Because there was a fire,
and then we tried to hide it from Josh and just put a chair over.
Yeah. Oh my god! Yeah. Wait, where in your old house was that?
In our old office.
Yeah, the one that was upstairs.
Her old filming room.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah, we tried to have a little spiritual moment.
Yeah, we were like, let's meditate, and then the fire alarm went off. Seriously, like 5 times. We were getting so annoyed.
Oh, that's so embarrassing.
Oh wow. Great for us. So you're like, oh, as adults, you mean?
I was gonna say, I don't think I ever did that in my dad's office, or I'd be in huge trouble.
Nope. As adults,
tamps in the butt.
Oh,
I used to think that periods came out of your butts. Younger, I practiced by putting tampons in my butt.
Damn.
To this day, I've never told anyone, but looking back, it's funny as hell.
That's
that
funny
is probably hilarious. Oh my gosh,
that's
that would
amazing.
Be hard.
Yeah, that would be
especially
hard
when you're
to pull it out too.
Oh,
ouch,
girl, ouch.
It's all dry.
Oh boy. Oh, no.
Ow.
Mm.
Oh, I'm sure you were like, oh, shit, when you actually realize that's not the hole that it goes into.
Falling in love with boyfriend's friend.
Mm.
I have been dating my boyfriend for 2 years now, and I love him, but I have a crush on one of his best friends.
Mm. Yikes.
I don't know why, but over the last 6 months, there has just been energy between us and when we're around each other, or when we're around each other.
Oh, no.
We have a lot in common, and when I'm drinking, I definitely am flirting.
Oh, no.
We also look at each other a lot. I don't know if he feels it. I think he might. But I feel like I'm falling in love with him almost. Oh, God. That just, gave me the chills.
That's hard.
That suck. I haven't told anyone about this, and I feel really bad, but you can't help it. She can't help it.
Dude.
That's hard, because sometimes it is hard to... I don't know.
As
I mean,
Selena
you fall
Gomez
in love with
say, the heart wants what it wants.
That's right. Selena.
I mean, dude, I don't know what to tell you. That's rough. Because you either need to probably break it off with boyfriend to go see if this has something, but then
that could ruin their
that's
friendship.
Like a really, I was going to say that's kind of a dick move on his part to be like, okay, well, then I'm going to go hang out with your ex.
Oh, yeah, that's a double edged sword for sure.
Unless you guys all have a threesome.
Mm. Boyfriend could be into that.
Maybe
it's a nice way to break it in. See if you guys have good chemistry.
Right. He's the facilitator.
Mm-hmm. Maybe don't follow our advice on that, though.
Yeah, your boyfriend might not be into it. That's foolproof.
Foolproof advice.
Do a threesome and it's all good.
It will work. I don't know, man. Sounds hard.
Do you guys have any advice for her?
Oof. Oh.
That's hard.
Retract. I was going to say, I don't know. Like, feelings are feelings.
Yeah.
I think go for it, but just be honest.
Yeah.
Just be honest with, but then the guy's got to agree. First, you got to establish if the friend even has feelings back
for you,
or if it's just in your head.
Right. Also, what if he's just playing up? Maybe she wants the attention. She's not getting her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And so she's getting this attention from the friend.
Yeah, that's a tough situation. Because she could ask him and he could be like, no. And then go tell the boyfriend, be like,
dude, your girl's trying to get with me.
Yeah. Oh.
And especially when they're flirting, when they're drinking,
right.
I don't know. I feel like that's a slippery slope.
What if he's just flirting? He kind of puts out the moves to everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's really hard. I think you need to do some
rough. Investigative work.
Yeah, but at the same time, I don't know if that's very fair to current boyfriend.
Yeah. How best of friends
girl?
Are we talking?
I don't know.
Dude.
I don't know. Yeah, how good of friends are they?
Because
I don't know.
Childhood
man.
Best friends or
that's hard.
Light buddies. You never know.
Threesome.
Yeah. Back to the threesome.
Back to the threesomes.
Maybe
I don't
they're
know.
Into it. Maybe you guys all get drunk enough and then do that and then go from there the next morning.
Yeah.
Be like, that was fun. What do we all think?
Right. Where do we go from here?
Polyamorous.
You could film it and then watch film next day.
Yeah.
Or you could
maybe they're into it.
I don't know. A lot of people are into that.
I'm just saying, you never know unless you
try.
But it also could
go really bad. So don't
just think about it.
Do that because we told you to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good thing this isn't an advice episode because we really got nothing good for that one.
Absolutely not.
Mm-mm.
All right. Let's see. How about the one that is titled, That's Not a Sex Toy? I was too shy to go to the sex shop, so I searched the entire grocery store for something I can shove up my ass. Dove roll-on deodorant it is, and I used aloe vera as lube. Another secret is God literally talks to me.
What?
Wait. Okay, let's slow down
here.
Hold
on.
James. Excuse me. First of all, so she's using the deodorant bottle as a dildo.
Yeah, because she's
with
too
aloe
shy.
Vera
or
as
he
lube.
Or she. I don't know who. I don't know. This person is using the Dove roll-on deodorant
as a dildo.
A dildo up
with
the ass.
With aloe vera.
With aloe vera's lube.
Okay, and then the next part is they talk to God.
Another secret is God literally talks to me. I like how they just fucking leave that. Oh, P.S. God talks to me.
Oh, wait, that's the end of the whole thing?
That's it. I was waiting for the follow-up.
No, that's it.
Why are these two things connected?
I don't know.
But I just want to say that you can buy sex toys online, my friend. So
yeah,
you don't have to go to the grocery
Sponsored
store.
Sponsored by Adam and Eve.
You don't. You don't have to go buy Dove roll-on.
Yeah,
you don't have to use aloe vera.
Well, maybe aloe vera could be. I can use it as baby Doppler.
Huh?
Oh, for the Doppler.
Yeah.
Instead of buying the expensive like Doppler juice.
Doppler lube.
Isn't it basically like lube though? Isn't it like an oil lube?
I've been using it a lot lately for that, and it's kind of like slimy.
It
could be. I mean, it's pretty like basic.
I just don't know what irritation. I don't know if you can put that on like
inside
like for internal use. Isn't aloe for external use only?
Is the deodorant like a round?
Yeah,
like
roll
this,
on.
Like a thin, or is it like a big
She
old?
Says just, or this person says roll on.
So it's probably the smaller ones.
It's probably like the short ones with like the ball on the top.
Okay. Oh, and aloe is a great choice for lubricant, according to Google.
Oh. Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like that'd be pretty fine.
But like, why is the deodorant?
I know, that's, ouch.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, if you really are in a pinch, they have like
kind of short
toothbrushes.
Too.
Right.
I mean, if you really,
banana?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Wouldn't the really... cap get like stuck? Like, wouldn't it like uncap it?
Oh,
my God. What if it does?
Maybe it's one of the dry idea ones that like screws
Or
on.
Maybe they like to roll up the deodorant and then use it.
And does God talk to you while you're doing this? Or
Right. That's another piece. So part A was that. Part B is God's talking to you while you're doing this after. Like, what is God
you
saying?
You sound pretty iconic.
I have a lot of questions. But I guess we'll never be answered.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever floats your boat, as long as you're being safe.
Maybe God is really talking to them. Who knows?
Who fucking knows?
Okay.
All right, let's do one more here.
Accidentally traumatizing two family members.
Oh, no.
So this is more of an embarrassing story than a secret, but I thought it was too good not to share. For context, I was a curious child and a bit of an early bloomer. I was particularly interested in the human anatomy because it felt like this big secret that I wasn't being let in on.
I feel like that's so common when you're a kid. You're like, isn't this in theory the most natural thing? But also, why does no one talk about it?
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, I was probably around 6 years old and I was feeling a bit curious. I decided that it would be a really good idea to take the family camera and see what's going on down there.
No, not the family camera.
I did this with a mirror, but...
Yeah, but that's not a camera. Yeah. That doesn't have evidence.
Yeah, I don't know about this. I took a few very graphic pictures of my cooch. I'm sure you know where this is going. And I forgot to delete them.
Oh, God.
A few days go by and my sister and older cousin decide to... to use the camera to take some pictures. They scrolled over to one of the pictures too far and bam, cooch.
Oh!
So anyway, my mom had to have a conversation with me about how it was wildly inappropriate and I had just traumatized two of my family members. She realized that maybe just getting me an anatomy book would have been a better way to go. This is one of the many horrifying things that happened from my childhood, but I thought it would give you guys a laugh.
Oh,
that is funny.
My God. That is so mortifying. I can't imagine.
You like did porn on yourself.
Yeah. Oh. I was going to say, when you and I got caught looking up bad websites, that was so mortifying. I can't imagine like producing that content.
And of course, your parent has to like tell you why that's
not okay.
A good thing to do and dangerous. It's
that's why you need the freaking U book.
But yeah.
What's the unique thing about you? What is that book?
All about you. Yeah. All about you.
Right.
Three bitches in the towels.
Three bitches in the towels.
That was what I'm going to give my daughter.
But like, I mean, obviously, like she didn't have that. Like she didn't have that intention.
No,
like
I
mean, it was all like innocent. She was curious.
I just feel so bad. Like that's got to be so embarrassing.
But as a parent, you have to tell them why. Here's you can't do that. Like I understand. Hopefully, she wasn't like shaming.
No, like oh, you're curious. That's all good. Like let's go get you a book.
Next time, don't document evidence unless you're going to delete it.
No.
No.
Like, you don't ever take the camera down there.
At least when you're a minor, yeah.
Yeah, at least when you're a minor.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because that could be, oh God.
That could have been bad. Into a whole legal issue.
Yeah. Big problem.
Anyways, glad that it's a big LOL now for you.
Some good stories here, guys.
Yeah,
good
secrets. These were great.
Hmm.
Thank you for being so vulnerable with us.
Yes, thank you.
We had a great time reading
Which
these.
Was most shocking to you?
Honestly, the scab one, like, really fucked me up. Because I was expecting this, like, the person with the scab to be the scab eater. But the fact that this, like, scab eater was eating someone else's scab and you guys were, like, sharing a meal because you literally thought it was meat. That's, like, wild.
So weird. Yeah. Like, I can totally see kids doing that, too.
Oh, yeah. Also, the backdoor mishap of pooping on your boyfriend.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
That's really wild.
I think the hooking up with your friend's boyfriend and then having a baby. And then making him the godfather
that's
secretly
wild.
And her the godmother.
Oh, God, that's so stressful.
That is a pickle for sure.
Mm-hmm. That's a pickle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, these were really fun. Definitely submit any secrets that you guys have. Mm-hmm. We're definitely going to do another episode of this in the future because this was hilarious.
Yes. And we mentioned this last week. We want to mention it again. If you guys have a second, please hop over to Spotify and Apple Podcasts and give our show a follow or subscribe to it. Or if you want to watch it on Spotify now, you can do that. It really helps our show. Unfortunately, YouTube just doesn't count as far as like analytics and statistics of, you know, how well our show is performing and such.
You count as like a third of a person if you watch on YouTube.
Yeah, it's
but you
really
count as a
lame.
Full person if you go subscribe on an
person.
Audio thing.
That's right. So anyways, we just want to throw that out there. Also, we have a TikTok that we post a lot of like little short clips on. And we also have a YouTube channel. So every a highlights channel, a clips channel. So definitely check those out. They'll be linked
for
below
shorts,
as always.
Oops and gaff.
And yeah, go fill out an Am I the Asshole form for us. And we'll be reading those in an upcoming ep.
That's right.
So that's it. You got anything else to say? No?
No. Do you have any good secrets? We
not
were just
like
talking
that.
About that. We really don't have good secrets.
Not like that.
I have like embarrassing moments, but they're not
course.
Really secrets.
I have embarrassing moments. Nothing like that crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I wish I did. But even if I did, I wouldn't tell you because it wouldn't be a secret. Maybe next time I'll submit my own and you can read it.
And you won't even know.
We should submit our secrets and we'll have no idea.
Try to guess if it's.
No. Like,
who knows? Maybe
like you would do.
Who knows? Maybe some of us did.
You did, girl. You
no,
were submitting
no,
secrets?
No, I'm not saying I did. I'm just saying maybe
so you
some of us
shitting
did.
On your boyfriend.
Well, you were the one who prepared the document. Maybe one of those were
right.
you.
I'm saying. I don't know. You never know.
Which one do you think Curly would have done?
Shitting on her boyfriend. Or scab eating.
Yeah, maybe you're the scab eater.
She goes, wow. Or maybe you're the Dove deodorant gal. I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe you stole an iPad. Or an iPod.
Threw the dishes out the window. Stole
you'll
cat
maybe glasses. You'll never know. I could have been all of them. Any of them. It's actually my 3-year-old son.
Oh my God. That's the secret but is that you have a
that
son.
That would be
the,
something.
Yep. So you've been hiding him all this time.
That could you imagine Curly's just like, oh, by the way, I have a
she just shows
old.
Up with him. He's just like, yeah,
this is my kid.
Is. Oh my God. Ew. No, I couldn't. I couldn't even imagine.
Okay. All right. That's it for this week, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll see you on the next sesh. But
until
then
keep
it fresh.
I was going to cheers you.
Keep it fresh.